I don't know. It is late. But I wanted to record. Not simply because it's a reason for me to touch myself for you. So yes, I am still on denial. And I thought I would continue with my touching, rambling recordings. I've been doing some exploring lately, and it actually almost resulted in me breaking my denial today, completely and shockingly by accident. That's a story I will leave for a different day. Tonight, I thought I would talk about a fantasy that's been sort of preoccupying me for a few days. I've become more and more fascinated with the concept of glory holes and just kind of the anonymity of it. There's a rest stop up the road from me a little ways that I've heard has a bit of a reputation for being a place where truck drivers can stop and get a little bit of relief. And sometimes I daydream about going up there and waiting until it's empty and slipping into the men's room and just waiting. I never would. It's too dangerous. But it's a great fantasy. So then I thought a little bit more about it. And I thought, well, what if you booked a hotel room? And inside the door of the hotel room, you set up a screen with a hole in it that blocked off the rest of the hotel room from the door. And you put an ad on the internet with the room number and the times that you'd be there. And you get an extra key. And you put it underneath the door. Just a little bit of the key showing out underneath the door. And anybody who wants to answer the ad, anybody who wants to visit your glory hole, would just come to the hotel. Come to that room. And if the key was waiting there under the door, they could let themselves in. Unzip. And push their cock through the screen. And I could just suck it. And then when they were done, I could replace the key and wait for the next person. Over and over and over. Just cock after cock. All shapes and sizes. And just filling my mouth, making them come over and over. Maybe I would bring toys with me in case I had to wait between the time one man left and another one entered, and I could fill my pussy, which I'm sure would be dripping wet with the anticipation and the taste of all that cum on my tongue. And I could fuck myself. And then when another cock appeared through that hole in the screen, I could keep fucking myself while I moan around the newest cock. Maybe we could both come at the same time while I swallow all that cum. Every drop. And in my fantasies, I get carried away and I get reckless and risky and stupid. And at some point, there's a cock I just can't resist. And maybe it's yours. And I stroke it and taste it. And then I roll a condom onto it and turn around and back up to it, slide it into my pussy, and fuck that stranger's cock while I rub my clit, feeling myself so excited, so wet, tightening around it. Feeling him push and buck up against the screen, trying to get more of my pussy. Trying to fuck me harder. And I just can't help myself. And I come all around that cock. And I can hear him, the stranger on the other side of the curtain, I can hear him grunt as he comes inside me. And just like all the others, he puts his cock away and he walks out of the room. No idea who he just fucked, who he just made come. He'll never see me, he'll never know my name, but he'll remember me. I want to make them all come. I want to make them all feel so good. Fuck. Oh, I want to come. I want to come so bad. Fuck. No, I have to stop. I hope you enjoyed my little fantasy. Maybe I'll tell you about another one tomorrow. Lord knows we've got a long time left until I can finally come. And I might be going just a little bit insane. Have a good night.